Hello, and welcome to VOA Learning English As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. When you think about it, life is a series of ongoing connecting trips. Many of us start the day by commuting or traveling to work. We drop off our children at school. We may visit the doctor or go to the market to buy food. We rush home to see our families.
Life is more pleasant when these trips are easy and direct. Easier commuting means a higher quality of life. Being stuck in traffic is not easy or direct. Traffic delays can be stressful. They bring out the worst in some people.
Traffic delays reduce your quality of life, and some areas are worse than others. 3 of the 10 worst cities for traffic are in Southeast Asia. In the second half of the show, we will hear how the city with the worst traffic is taking steps to help that situation. But first, Anna tells us who has the world's worst traffic.
People who live in big cities spend a lot of time talking about traffic. Too many people on the roads can be a big problem. Not all traffic is the same. There are some terms you need to know when talking about traffic. One such term is gridlock. Gridlock is when nobody can go anywhere. The roads become one big parking lot. There is also stop and start traffic. This is when you move forward a little, but then stop. Move a little, then stop. Both are equally stressful. Traffic can be bumper to bumper. This means there are so many cars on the road that their bumpers seem to be touching. To idle means the engine of your car is running, but you are not moving anywhere. Another term to know is rush hour traffic. Rush hour traffic happens at about the same time every day when people are commuting to and from work. But who in the world has the worst traffic? In 2014, the Castrol Magnatec Stop-Start Index examined traffic conditions in 78 cities around the world. Drivers in these areas used TomTom GPS devices. Each device measured the time spent in traffic and the traffic conditions they experienced. Castrol is an oil company based in the United Kingdom. The company says all this stop-start driving and idling hurts your car engine, and to help, it wants to sell you Castrol products. The study found an increase in both heavy traffic and stop-and-start driving. Here are the results. The top 10 cities with the worst traffic are Number 10, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Number 9, Guadalajara, Mexico. Number 8, Bangkok, Thailand. Number 7, Rome, Italy. Number 6, Moscow, Russia. Number 5, St. Petersburg, Russia. Number 4, Surabaya, Indonesia. Number 3, Mexico City, Mexico. Number 2, Istanbul, Turkey. And coming in at number 1 with the worst traffic on the planet is Jakarta, Indonesia. In China, Shanghai's traffic problems were found to be worse than Beijing's. Drivers in Shanghai spend 33% of their time on the road idling. People in Beijing spend 27% of their travel time idling, doing nothing but running their engines and wasting fuel. So, what can cities do to reduce traffic problems? One thing cities can do is to supply more public transportation. Another thing cities can do to limit traffic is to charge money to drive in certain parts of a city. Until cities with traffic problems find ways to get people from point A to point B more efficiently, they can only envy people in Tampere, Finland, and Rotterdam in the Netherlands. The survey found that these two cities have the fastest moving traffic. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is. Just heard about the cities with some of the worst traffic on the planet. One study finds that Jakarta has some of the worst traffic in the world.
The Indonesian capital, Jakarta, has long been considered an example of a major city that cannot stop nor support its continuing growth.
After years of delays, Jakarta is taking action to deal with perhaps its most pressing problem, traffic gridlock. Jonathan Evans has more on the story.
Jakarta's traffic problems are getting worse. The Jakarta area is home to nearly 30 million people, and the number keeps growing. More than 1,000 additional vehicles crowd onto the city's streets every day. But now, work has begun on a huge mass transit train system that could help ease traffic congestion. The project was delayed for 5 years. During that time, officials worked to persuade landowners and businesses to make short-term sacrifices to prevent even more gridlock. Dono Bustami is president of MRT Jakarta, the city-owned company responsible for building the train system. He says the city does not have a choice. The people of Jakarta, he says, must make sacrifices for a period of time for the future of their city. Part one of this project is a 16-kilometer train line running south to north. This line will have 13 stations, with some underground and others above ground. The city was able to get a $1.5 billion loan from Japan to finance this part of the project. The work is set to be completed by 2018. Part two will extend farther north. This phase is expected to cost another $1.5 billion. Another train line is under consideration. It would stretch 87 kilometers from east to west. Work on this project is causing additional traffic problems. Sufyan Wanandi is an advisor to Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla. He says for Jakarta to develop and modernize, both the people and the government need to change their way of thinking. For now, Jakarta residents are still stuck in traffic. But this mass transportation project could put the city on the road to a more sustainable future. I'm Jonathan Evans.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again for more Learning English programs on the Voice of America.